Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, we're going to talk today about whether your designing is a hobby or a business. There's really only one indicator for whether you are doing a hobby or a business. And the one is very, very simple, okay? So let's talk about what you're currently doing. So if you are a designer and you're designing every day, okay, what are the action steps you're taking around that? Do you spend a lot of time actually doing the design work, maybe just thinking of it, maybe in production? Oh, I talk very often about production, getting your production done, okay? These are all business activities, putting it up to sell somewhere, asking to be part of shops, right? These are all business activities. Some we do better than others, okay? So based on everything I said right there, you might think you have a business right now. What if you're spending a lot of time thinking and figuring out things, and maybe you're even on your iPad and you're drawing a lot of things? You might feel like you have a business. But the main indicator about whether you have a business or not is profitability. Okay, so this is it. This is all it is, you guys. So if you are doing lots of business activities, okay, and all of those things are business activities, writing blog posts are business activities, posting on Instagram, those are business activities, okay? But you are not making any money. You are not a business. You have a hobby. A very expensive hobby, I suspect, okay? So how do we get profitable? Because many of you have a hobby that you want to turn into a business, right? And I think there's lots of great podcasts, some that I've been on, where they talk about turning your craft into your business, okay? That leap is a bigger fence than most people realize, because getting profitable takes time. More than anything, it takes time. And not only taking time, but time in the right activities. Just because one business that you see out there is posting to Instagram every day doesn't mean that maybe you should be posting to Instagram every day. Does it actually bring you sales, or does it build a brand? So you really need to be paying attention to what activities actually bring you in money. The activities I know bring me in money is actually turning in my design work every single week to whatever stores or shops I'm in, turning in my fabric line, turning in my, if I'm doing a freelance job, we get it done at a certain deadline, so we get paid for that project, right? So we're doing activities that actually bring in money. Ideation, spending too much time in it, isn't necessarily a money-making activity. I think implementation is a very strong money-making activity, but only if we actually are creating stuff in a timely manner to move it on into the sales process, okay? I suddenly just looked over and I was like, did I remember to turn on my audio? I did. Thank goodness, you guys. I know, I always feel like it's just like a conversation between you and me. That's what this podcast was always about, so that we could talk about design in a easy manner. But once in a while, I'm like, I'm not sure if I actually turned on my audio. I did. Okay, so we're good there. So how is it that some businesses are so profitable and they're actually making profits, and some people are just breaking even, okay? And if you're breaking even, you're kind of in a very time-consuming hobby, right? Not really a business. So I want you to get profitable. And there are certain activities that make us profitable. And that is whatever the priority is that will make you money. Those are the activities that will get you to the next level. And that's what I want you to focus on. It's not that hard. I want you to move from hobbyist to actual business owner, design business owner. And all that is profitable, profitability. And you know, the thing is, I teach these design boot camps. I have this free workshop that I give you guys. And everything around that is really to teach you guys what you should and shouldn't be doing. That there are priorities that for designers in particular, we shouldn't be spending all of our time on Instagram. That's brand building. And that's only important in certain situations. And you have to know when the right time it is to use that situation. A while back, I talked about drop shadows. So, you know, at university, I think I talked about it on this podcast. If I didn't, I talked about it in Design Suite. So I'll give it to you here. You know, when I taught at the university, we told our students to never use drop shadows. Ever, 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 never. Don't use a drop shadow to save your freaking life. But as I left academia and I came into the real world of design and started designing for lots of companies, we would build all these catalogs. It made sense why we would use drop shadows. So I knew when the right time to break the rule was. And very often on this podcast, I'll tell you guys things, but there's always a time to break the rule. Always. You just have to be in the right mind space and the right business space, and you've put in the time to know when to break that rule. And right now I'm telling you, many of you listening, you're aspiring designers. You're not well-experienced designers. And so when you're at the beginning, I'm going to tell you to follow the rules. And the rules say, spend time on items that bring in income, okay? Because we've got to show that we're profitable. Spend time on things that will make the most of your time, right? That you will get more time back on. So for example, in my company, in my situation right now, which is not the same situation I was in when I was in many of your positions, when I was just a solo entrepreneur designing and making money, okay? But in my position right now, one of the key things that gives me more time is hiring people on my team. So when I hire people to help me on my team, I'm able to produce more. Do more on Instagram, give you more podcasts, write a book because I can spend time writing my book because there are other people doing activities that I don't have time to do. That is multiplying my time. And there's a great book by Rory Vaden out there on that, okay? So that's a good activity for me right now. For you, you're going to find the things that multiply your time, okay? And one of my favorite design tricks, I'm just going to tell you guys right now, one of my favorite design tricks is it's very hard for our brain to shift from one thing to the next thing. So I'll see people, they'll get on, they'll design something like a fabric repeat, and then they'll have on their next list to then do an SVG. That is not how I design. I do not flop around between lots of different mediums and lots of different things designing. I stick to one thing. If I'm working on wreaths, I make a wreath for Christmas. I then take that wreath and I change it and transform it to be a wreath for Easter. And then I transform it and I use the leaves from it and create a cornucopia for Thanksgiving. Like, they usually relate because my brain is still creating and designing the same thing, right? And so we're not hopping around doing all the crazy things. And that is one way to get your time back, you guys, is because you're going to prioritize the things and then you're going to follow that train of thought. So your brain doesn't have to do a lot of switching. It's kind of like switching from, this is going to be an easy one, you guys, but like, let's pretend we'll do chores. I need to do the dishes. And I switch from doing the dishes to having to, I'm trying to think of a really different activity, mopping the floor, okay? Those are two different activities. When I make the switch from those two activities, my brain has to flip a switch on and has to remember where the mop is, right? I have to remember where the big tub is to fill with water. I have to remember where the soap is. And then I have to go fill it up and then I start that process. Once I'm into that process, I'm fine. But making that switch from doing dishes, something with my hands, to something then I have to do with my whole body, there is an actual switch there. Maybe you've done it for so long that you don't even notice it. But the same is true in design. When we try to make a switch from designing one thing to the next thing, they're still the same thing. Like, just like it's chores, it's all the same thing. It's still designing. But we have to do these little little changes in our brain to suddenly go from designing a fabric repeat to an SVG file. It's a bit of a switch. And so it's better instead to design fluidly and stay on the same thing because we will get more out of it. That's what I'm talking about, prioritizing and using your time wisely and doing things that are profitable. Because when I'm switching around all over the place, and you guys, I attract every kind of designer, but one of my main designers that I tend to attract is the designer who wants to do everything. Why? Because I do everything, right? I have fabric lines, I have SVGs, I have clip art, I have, I can't even remember what I have. We have printables, we have stickers. So we have all these different things and people see it and they go, I want to do all the things like Karina. But the thing is, I only ever did one thing at a time, you guys. And that's what you need to be doing as well. We can prioritize and do the one thing at a time to move forward. And that you guys, is how we are going to really focus in and create a business instead of a hobby. Because if we just do all the fun stuff in our business all the time, and guess what, you guys? Lots of stuff in business is not fun, even a design business. Most of it's fun, I enjoy it, but there are lots of things I'm not very excited to do, but I do them anyway. Accounting is one of them. I had a meeting with my CPA this morning and my accountant, and that's not fun. I don't enjoy it, okay? It's not fun, but I had to do it. And so when we do things, and maybe that's something that you need to be thinking about, when we do things that aren't very fun but propel our business forward, it is a business because it's profitable, because it's making money, and we're doing the things that has to be done to make it go, right? If we're only doing the fun stuff and we're not making money, you guys, that is for sure a hobby. It's just for the fun of it. And everybody gets into this thinking, that's what it is. Guys, it's still a business. It is the funnest business to be in. I love being in it, but it's not all rainbows and unicorns. We can make it a lot of it. Like we can make 75% of it rainbows and unicorns, but there's that 25% that isn't that fun. And that's how you probably know it's a business. All right, you guys, if you are enjoying this, I would love it if you would leave me a review. Reviews are amazing for the podcast. If you're on YouTube, I would love for you to subscribe to the channel because I would love to give you more of this design goodness. So many times in the design world, because we're doing this by ourselves, it is so powerful just to have someone talking to you about design. And by always having that voice, like telling you, you can do it, you're worthy of this, here are some tips and tricks, you can push forward. And I really want that for you. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me and I will see you.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.